You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman here with MLB.com Rangers reporter T.R. Sullivan. T.R., before we get going, I have to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving?
Ours was good, thank you. And yours?
It was very good. I had way too much to eat, so okay. It was successful. I feel like we have to start right away. We got to jump in and talk about Shohei Ohtani, because what else is anybody talking about right now in the baseball world? And you wrote an article. You gave 8 reasons why Ohtani fits on the Rangers. You listed things like prize money, winning situation, powerful ground force, and also the ability to sign Yu Darvish back with Ohtani. And I feel like this reason stood out to me the most for a lot of different reasons, but I'm wondering which one you think holds the best argument for the Rangers to sign Ohtani.
Well, Danny, I think there's two. Number one, I think they have the people and the relationships with Ohtani that might get it done. They have a very strong force in Japan of scouts who really know him, who followed him, who've known him since he was high school. I think that really gives them a step up. And number two, whoever gets Ohtani, whoever signs this guy, I think they're really going to have to lay out some kind of plan for him to be a hitter. You know, there's no doubt everybody wants this guy as a pitcher. That's what everybody needs. We all know that. But I think whoever gets this guy is going to have to lay out a clear path for him to at least have a chance to swing the bat. And I think the Rangers have that with Shin-Soo Chu as their DH. And Chu does not want to be a full-time DH. He's willing to do it 2 or 3 times a week or whatever. And I think he and Ohtani, in a perfect world, if Ohtani could pull off this two-way player bit, I think the Rangers have the perfect situation that works for him. And then the third reason is they got the new ballpark coming in a couple of years.
Yeah. T.R., I'm wondering from the reporter standpoint, the writer standpoint, what you think about a guy like Ohtani coming to the Rangers. What's it like? What would it be like to cover a guy like that?
Well, Dan, that's a great question. I think that the fact that we've had Yu Darvish here for 5 years really will make it a whole lot easier for everybody, for the media, for the ball club, for Ohtani. I think everybody, I think that's another selling point that should be brought up, is the Rangers have already done this once, and for the most part, they did it pretty successfully. I think Yu Darvish had a good 5 years here. Obviously, the Tommy John surgery was a big setback, but that really doesn't play into this. I think the fact that they've done this before, we've done this before, I think that would really be a good selling point for Ohtani, as the Rangers know how to handle this type of situation. Although, of course, the Yankees do, the Red Sox do, the Dodgers do, a lot of teams do have that same experience, but the Rangers did it very well with Darvish.
All right, we're going to have to check in every week until this guy gets off the board to see where the Rangers are at in the pursuit of him. Let's move on to Doug Fister. The Rangers just signed this guy, veteran pitcher. Everyone knows who he is. But what do you like about this addition the most? Are there some tangibles, intangibles that stand out to you?
Well, this guy's been a winner in the big leagues before, Danny, and he knows how to pitch, and he's never been able to be an overpowering pitcher. He's had to do it with his pitch ability, with 4 pitches, knowing how to pitch, knowing how to locate, knowing how to change the speeds. They're getting him on a small base salary, $3.5 million. I mean, when you have 3 spots open in the rotation at least, you're not going to get the 3 top free agent pitchers in the game. You're going to have to take a chance on somebody at the back end of the rotation. And I think Fister's a good gamble. He's, 33, 34 years old. Like I said, he's never been overpowering, so it's not like age is going to erode his best skill.
Right.
He still knows how to pitch. And, if he could stay healthy and settle in at the back end of the rotation, this might be a good pickup for the Rangers.
Okay, I want to stay on the topic of starting rotation and spotlight Ronald Herrera, who the Rangers acquired. Just 22, he threw up pretty good numbers in Double-A Trenton. So I'm wondering, TR, can he make the starting rotation out of spring training? What's he got to prove to do that?
Well, it's interesting, Danny, because he's kind of a very similar to Doug Fister, young Doug Fister.
Mm.
Again, he's not an overpowering pitcher.
Yeah,
he's a kid who has 4 pitches. His fastball is a little harder, but he's about 91, 92 miles an hour. But you know, young kids like that, he's a small right-hander. Fister's 6'8". This kid's 5'11". Small right-handers like that, a tendency to get lost in farm systems. And we all know the Yankees have a great farm system. They have a lot of prospects coming up. And, you know, they had to make room for some people. And Herrera had to be one of the odd men out of that whole scheme. So the Rangers felt like they could take a chance on the kid. Maybe he's a guy who can, you know, pitch at the big league level, learn how to pitch, use all his pitches, throw strikes, change speeds. That's a tough order for a young kid.
Right.
You know, a veteran like Doug Fister, if you look at Doug Fister's history, it took him a few years to get it figured out, too. But the Rangers feel like this kid is worth a chance here. Coming into camp is one of the starting pitching candidates.
I'd be interested to see the interactions between Fister and Herrera if you are making these comparisons. I'd be interested to see if Fister took him under his wing maybe a little bit and tried to show him the ropes.
That would be a great thing. You know, another guy, Danny, that they have is Colby Lewis, who signed on as a special assistant. He's a guy, kind of kid, kind of like Fister, who, you know, threw 88 miles an hour with a fastball, but had the great slider and all the other intangibles. Yeah, you're right. Those are the kind of kids that the kind of guys that you want around all your young kids, not just Herrera, but some of the other guys they got coming up in the farm system, too, that are getting close to the big league level.
Yeah, and eventually I feel like it pays it forward to bring on veteran presence like that. I want to talk about another guy, Juan Centeno, 28 years old. It's the fourth catcher to their 40-man rotation. What's the thought process in getting a guy like him?
Well, the Rangers have Robinson Chirinos as their number one catcher, and, you know, Brett Nicholas is the backup. He's a left-handed hitter. And
Mizzou guy?
You know,
yeah.
What's that?
He's a Mizzou guy.
Oh, okay. He's also a great guy, and he's worked really hard the past 3 or 4 years to become a full-time catcher, and I think he's made a lot of great strides, and I'd like to see him as the backup catcher.
Okay.
But, you know, you always want some depth, and, you know, Danny, you know as well as I do, every team comes into camp with about 2 or 3 non-roster catchers,
right,
veterans, you know, as depth, and, you know, the Rangers are still probably going to pick up 1 or 2 more guys just like that, but, you know, this is somebody they like. He's been on the Astros, been around a winning environment, and they felt like it was a good pickup.
All right, I like that. So the roster's at 38. Is that right, TR?
Correct.
All right, so 38. So who's going to get the other 2 spots?
Well, they're hoping it's going to be Ohtani and one starting pitcher to be named later.
There we go.
They're still looking at bullpen help. You know, there's some guys out there they like. I know a couple of years ago they tried to trade for Brandon Kinsler when he was with the Twins, so I'm sure he's on their radar, but they still need at least one more starting pitcher, and you know, they can always, you know, you can drop people off the roster, you know, without naming names. They got some guys coming up who could easily be dropped off the roster if they were able to get the free agents they wanted, or, you know, possibly a trade could happen, who knows.
All right, so it might be in the stars for Ohtani and Darvish. Let's talk about another star Hall of Famer, Pudge Rodriguez. So just celebrated his birthday, but he's giving back. He doesn't want any presents. He's giving back. And so we're recording this on a Tuesday. It's actually Giving Tuesday today. And he's holding an event on Wednesday the 29th. So he and his crew of All-Stars are going to be building 2 houses, putting up the walls, and also assembling care packages for 177 Habitat for Humanity Houston families. What can you tell me about this, TR?
Yeah, Pudge Rodriguez got elected to the Hall of Fame on July 30th. I think since then he spent the last 4 months working on hurricane relief. Both, you know, and he lives in Florida where there was a hurricane. He's, you know, he's from Texas as far as a baseball player. So we had a Hurricane Harvey there, and of course we had Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico that hit his home island. So this guy's been all over the place trying to drum up support for hurricane relief. I mean, for 2 weeks he was collecting donations from across the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth area, and flying them down to Puerto Rico. And this, you know, Tony Clark will be there next week, or Wednesday, and Jose Altuve will be there, and Rick Helling, and I mean, it's a pretty impressive list. I think Chris Davis was supposed to be there, and they're going to build a couple houses. They're going to have a big dinner that night to raise money for hurricane relief. I mean, you know, this is what Pudge has been doing since he got elected to do the Hall of Fame. Is he's really been just about in the middle of every hurricane relief effort.
That's great. I feel like the baseball world it's a great way to, you know, you can look at him and see what he's doing. He's a great leader right now, a great role model and face for the game. All right, TR, my last question to you. So the Rangers put out a poll on Twitter. Did you see this poll about which Rangers moment was their favorite from 2017?
No, I did not see that.
Okay, so they, you know, they had a bunch of different moments, and obviously Beltre's 3,000th hit won by a landslide, easily. I'm wondering, when you were covering this moment, I know you talked about this earlier this year, but what was it like for you in that moment to not only watch it as just a person who I think probably appreciates and respects Adrian Beltre, but also as someone who's been covering him for a long time?
Well, that was probably the most, I think that was the most amazing day in Rangers history, because you got to understand, Yvonne Rodriguez was being inducted into the Hall of Fame that same day in Cooperstown, New York. And I think the 3,000th hit was an hour later in Arlington. So half of us were up in Cooperstown covering the Hall of Fame event. The other half were down in Arlington watching the 3,000th hit. And it's kind of unfortunate that some of us weren't able to see both of them, because,
right,
you know, Adrian got hurt and missed the first 2 months of the season. Otherwise, we'd have had the best of both worlds. But it ended up being on the same exact day.
Wow.
And an hour apart. So we're all up there in Cooperstown, New York. You know, Pudge got done, and so now we're sitting around the workroom in this little gymnasium out at the Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown. I know you've been out there. And we're typing our stories, and we're watching on MLB TV, waiting for Adrian Beltre to get his 3,000th hit. So it was just an incredible day. Just an incredible day for the Rangers all around.
Yeah, one that I don't think people will forget anytime soon, if ever. All right, TR, I so appreciate your time. We have a lot to talk about coming up in the next few weeks. Winter meetings are just around the corner, so I can't wait to hear what's coming up. Maybe Otani and Darvish will fill those two spots. But thanks for talking with me today.
Okay, Danny, we'll see you next week.
All right, I'm Danny Wexelman. That's TR Sullivan. These are MLB.com Extras podcasts, and we'll talk to you soon.